Now, we've actually started in our study of the 1 John. We've been chapter 1, and we've gone into a portion of chapter 2. And today we're going to continue on from that point.
This year we're just doing it a little bit different, that all of us are facilitating at the same time as we go through the passage. One thing that I did state this on Sunday, but it didn't seem to get across, the opportunity for anyone, ladies and men as well, to ask questions or to offer a comment is welcome. We have some points that we sure we would like to make, but we're open to just let the Spirit of God direct us as we go through the passage and seek to gain as much as we can in the time that we have. So that's how we're going to be doing. So to read the passage, we need 2 John, 1 John, chapter 2, verse 12-27.
Yeah, I think if I didn't get all the way to verse 12 on Sunday, and we were thinking in particular, if you got to verse 12 on Sunday, maybe start with verse 13. But we can start with verse 12, and maybe we could read, could somebody read from verse 12 down to verse 21, and then somebody else could read, actually let's make it 12 to 19, and then somebody else could pick right up and read from 20 27. So, could somebody read the first section? Just indicate that you'd be willing to do that. Verse 12, okay, thank you. And then somebody else could read the following section from 20 to 27. Do you know what you volunteered for?
First John
2, verses 12 through 19. And then when verse 20 to 27?
Okay.
First John 2, verse 12. I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has gained from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has gained from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have arisen. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out in order that it might be shown that they are not of us.
But ye have an anointing from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things I have written unto you concerning them that deceive you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous. Ye know that everyone that practices righteousness is born of him.
Okay, thank you very much. Just as an introductory thought, I was going to turn back to Galatians chapter 4, where Paul wrote in Galatians 4, verse 19, he said, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. And this thought about Christ being formed in us, I suggest is somewhat parallel to what we want to sort of look at today, in the sense that there are these, you could say, stages of spiritual growth. It's evident that there are these different terms that are mentioned for the people that are receiving this letter. And John has in mind particular ways to encourage each of these different groups and particular ways to warn and teach each of these different groups. And we want to look at that in particular today to see what it is that he wants to say to these different groups. And we want to try to understand a little bit about why it is that those individuals at various stages of spiritual growth have to hear or are able to hear those kinds of phrases. I was suggesting a moment ago that we could look probably at verse 13 to 27 as this main section. Bible translations that make clear paragraph breaks sometimes start the paragraphs with verse 12. And I would like to make a suggestion that probably verse 12 either can be seen as an umbrella over the whole section, or perhaps even going with the previous verses. Chapter 2 started out saying, verse 1, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And verse 12 says, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. And then we get into these three different sections. I'll just suggest a little outline, and then we'll come to some questions. Fathers and young men and little children, you notice in verse 13 that it says, I write to you, fathers, I write to you, young men, and I write to you, little children. And the little children in verse 12 are evidently a different group than the little children in verse 13. And I suggest that because verse 13, little children, and verse 18, little children, are the only two places where the word for little children is used in this letter. That particular word has to do with little children who are being trained. All the other times in this letter, little children refers to kind of a dear children, as kind of a term of endearment, kind of a diminutive term, just children of God in the family. But little children in verse 13 and in verse 18, it has to do with children who are being trained, children who are being taught, children who are learning. And that helps us to see, that's one reason to help us to see that those are the three groups, fathers and young men and little children. So, without trying to take away too much from the discussion that will come through these verses, let's take a look at this first, I think. We see fathers in verse 13, and then we see fathers again in verse 14. And let's make it our goal to look, first of all, at these fathers. Maybe there are other introductory comments to get us started on this pathway, too. But what is it about these fathers? We want to understand what characterizes them in their maturity as we look at the words that are addressed to them. And again, maybe some other words of introduction are made, too.